Joining me is Richard Lindberg. And Richard, you spoke on the history in Chicago, and as the farm journalists that we are, we want to know a little bit more about the agriculture side and your thoughts on the history of Chicago and where it came from and where it is today as we talk about agriculture.
Well, this really was the crossroads of the Midwest. After the Civil War in particular, it was a destination point for farmers from all over the Midwest that would bring their product to market. The cattle pens of the South Side, Union Stockyards opened up in 1865 at the end of the Civil War and continued on until 1971. Chicago was a major railhead of the United States, and it brought the cattle in. The drovers would bring it into market. The Midwest exchanges were booming and thriving by the 1870s. The present site of the Board of Trade on LaSalle Street was a magnificent Art Deco skyscraper that was built in 1930. And prior to that, there's been a Board of Trade there since 1874. The building that the current Board of Trade replaced was built in 1885. And to these great halls of commerce came Midwestern produce farmers, soybean farmers, and it also inspired literature. Frank Norris, a great realistic writer of the early 1900s, late 1890s, wrote a book called The Pit, which was really the great novel of business at the time. He wrote The Octopus as well, and it was a trilogy called The Trilogy of Grain, from the harvesting of grain to the bartering and the selling of it on the exchanges. And, of course, here in Chicago, there were many attempts to corner the wheat market over the years. The agribusiness in Chicago has been thriving and flourishing for many years. The financial markets nearby that provide a great opportunity. Of course, in the criminal sense, a lot of these Midwestern farmers would come in off the trains, and they would get their pockets picked by a lot of unscrupulous gamblers and bunco artists. And the way the old scam would work is Mike McDonald, the crime boss of the 1870s, had an army of bunco men, and he would dispatch them to the train stations. He would check the hotel registries of who was coming in, so he'd have the names of the people coming in. So let's say there's Bill Johnson from Davenport, Iowa, coming in. He's getting off the train, and one of these bunco artists would say, "Mr. Johnson, so glad to see you. I know your brother." And he, the guy, of course, had made it his business to know who the brother's name was. And the farmer says, "Well, I don't recollect knowing you." He says, "Oh, sure you do. You know, come on with me. I got a great hotel room for you. Follow me, and we'll have a little game of cards along the side." And then they would go play a rigged card game of faro. And before the grain agent from Davenport, Iowa, had any knowledge of what was happening, he'd have pockets thoroughly picked. And this was a scam that went on for years in the 1870s, 1880s, and 1890s. But we like to think today we're a little more sophisticated, and the Chicago Board of Trade today is one of the great agri-centers in the United States. I actually had the privilege of actually seeing the pit and the trading pits just last week. And believe it or not, the great-grandnephew of Mike McDonald is on that exchange to this day, and he took me on a personal tour.
That's a pretty good, interesting story. And as you look at the whole big thing, when did things start to change? When did the cattle yards leave the South Side? And what changed things from there to more of today, what we might consider more of today's modern agriculture?
Well, technology certainly had came into play in a very significant way. It was just easier to move the cattle to more western locales. Kansas City really took away the thrust of this business. By the late 1960s, the stockyards were just a shadow of what they had been. After World War II, things began to change. The markets began to decline. And the last cattle was butchered in Chicago in 1971. The stockyards became an industrial park, which they are today. On the futures exchange and the big board, technology is coming in a significant way. They don't use blackboards anymore. It's all digitized. As a layman looking at it, to me, it is one of the seven wonders of the world. And I certainly watch these guys at work, and I have no idea what they're saying or what they're doing, but it's a fast, frantic pace, and it really shows how capitalism in this country works, and it's a great lesson in economics for, I think, anybody.
Richard Lindbergh, my guest, and I'll add that he gave us a great history of Chicago and didn't talk hardly at all about the agricultural side, except in a couple of the quotes, but as you can tell, is very fluent in conversations about the agriculture, its history of this famous city.